cultural events that could still continue in this virtual form.
I think it's important for stations to remember and for listeners to remember that wherever you're in.
This is 90.7 FM WGXE Aqua, Hudson Catskill, the station that everyone loves.
Unhappy about something you heard on All Together Now? Or maybe you have a strong opinion about an issue? Energy, agriculture, the environment, the Common Core standards, or broadband access. Don't keep it to yourself. Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message, and we'll play it on the air. Leave a 3-minute message, 518-291-9492, with your take for all you hear. Again, that number is 518-291-9492. To leave a 3-minute message that may be played on All Together Now. Thanks for getting involved in your local community.
This is Tom Rowe with the Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report from the River Newsroom, from Lissa Harris of the River and Roger Hennigan-Gilson of the Other Hudson Valley. Go to therivernewsroom.com or theotherhudsonvalley.com for more information. The River is also collaborating with WGXC to announce these updates over the air. To listen, tune in 90.7 FM at midnight, 5 a.m., 7 a.m., or 9 a.m., or visit the audio archives online at wgxc.org. La Voz, a Spanish-language news magazine covering the Hudson Valley, will be translating these roundups and publishing them in Spanish at lavoz.bard.edu. In New York State, there are now 10,356 cases confirmed of coronavirus, 3,254 new cases today. On March 21st, this New York State announced that the Army Corps of Engineers has identified four potential sites for temporary hospitals: Jacobs K. Javits Convention Center in New York City, locations at SUNY Stony Brook and SUNY Old Westbury on Long Island, and the Westchester Convention Center, by which they mean the Westchester County Center in White Plains. The state is making progress on getting more personal protective equipment and ventilators for hospitals. Apparel manufacturers in the state are switching over to making masks and other medical equipment. The state has purchased more than 6,000 additional ventilators, although they will need more. The DMV is now temporarily closed for all in-person visits. Online transactions can still be done, and license and permit expiration dates will be extended. The major disaster declaration issued yesterday, Friday, March 20th, for New York State by the federal government, entitles New York to federal emergency management funds, with the state currently slated to pick up 25% of the tab while FEMA covers the other 75%. Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling on President Trump to have the feds cover 100% of the cost. The federal coronavirus aid package recently passed by Congress includes a provision preventing states from shifting Medicaid costs to counties, a move that New York State was relying on for this year's state budget due at the end of March. Cuomo is calling the provision a technical issue with the bill that will prevent the state from getting $6 million in federal aid, and is asking New York's congressional delegation to get that changed. There's some anecdotal evidence from other countries that a drug called hydroxychloroquine used to treat malaria might help coronavirus patients. President Donald Trump has been optimistically touting it as a treatment, while Tony Fauci, director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and the U.S.'s top expert on COVID-19, has said there isn't enough evidence to know whether it helps. Cuomo announced today that New York State will conduct clinical trials. Cuomo says he hasn't been tested himself. Quote, because I have not been exposed to anyone who is positive, I don't have a fever, I don't have any symptoms, unquote, Cuomo said on WAMC. Quote, and also, I don't want to waste the test, unquote. New Yorkers can sign up for email updates from the state and ask questions about COVID-19 using a form on the state website. There's also a new page explaining the state's new paid sick leave policy. Cuomo issued a call for therapists and other mental health professionals to volunteer to help anxious New Yorkers cope. Quote, I am asking the professional mental health establishment to contact us. Let us know that you are willing to volunteer time. It would obviously be all electronic, unquote, he said. Interested volunteers can sign up on the state's website, where there are also forms for volunteer health care professionals and equipment manufacturers. Cuomo is going into full dad mode about people in New York City parks not doing proper social distancing, and if they don't cut it out, he might go down there and yell at them personally, unquote. Quote, I mean, there's a significant amount of noncompliance, especially in New York City, especially in the parks. I'm going to go down there today. I wanted to see what the situation is myself, unquote, he said in the March 21st briefing. As we reported March 20th, the state is now directing 100% of non-essential workforce to be at home effective 8 p.m. on Sunday, March 22nd. The state has issued a list of businesses deemed essential. The Food and Drug Administration approved the first rapid coronavirus test on March 21st, created by a company called CFID with a 45-minute turnaround time, Reuters reports. The New York numbers that we're about to report are changing very rapidly of the number of coronavirus cases. Print newspapers are out of date by the time they hit newsstands. In our own reporting, we are relying on the state's daily counts, but those are frequently updated or contradicted by reports from local officials within hours. If our numbers in this news roundup don't add up, it may be because local confirmed case counts have not yet been included in state numbers, or because a case that was reported to a local public health authorities are being included in the count for another county. In Westchester County, there are now 1,387 confirmed cases, 296 new. Westchester's confirmed cases have been growing more slowly than the rest of the states, a fact Cuomo noted as a good sign in his daily briefing on March 21st. Quote, we did a New Rochelle containment area. The numbers would suggest that that has been helpful, so I feel good about that, unquote, Cuomo said. Quote, our hotspot of Westchester is now slowing, and that's very good news. New York City, it is the most dense environment. This virus spreads in density, right? And that's what you're seeing in New York City, obviously, unquote. Montefiore Mount Vernon Hospital, which was in the process of winding down operations in anticipation of a new outpatient clinic in the city, is now ramping up its capacity to deal with the expected deluge of COVID-19 patients. Two floors, including an ICU, are being brought back online, and a screening area and a triage are being set up in the hospital's parking lot. This will add 150 beds to the hospital. There are currently 54,000 total hospital beds in the state and 3,100 ICU beds, according to LOHUD, most of which are full even before the pandemic. Governor Cuomo has said the state will need 110,000 hospital beds and more than 37,000 ICU beds, 10 times the current number, to handle the pandemic. New Rochelle School District Superintendent Laura Fieos announced on March 21st she has tested positive for COVID-19. On March 12th, the day she first noticed symptoms, she visited Henry Bernard Early Childhood Center, Isaac Young Middle School, and Trinity Elementary School to discuss her decision to close the schools due to the pandemic. A faculty member and a student at Isaac Young have tested positive, but they developed symptoms after the schools closed. Fearless describes her symptoms, which vary greatly from person to person. Quote, early symptoms were just chills, feeling cold. I later had body aches, joint aches, and my eyes were achy. I was coughing and had shortness of breath, but I think my symptoms have been pretty mild, unquote. In Rockland County, there are now 262 cases, 161 new. The Journal News put out a list of restaurants doing takeout and delivery in Rockland County. You can find the link on the River Newsroom. Orange County has 163 cases, 79 new. In a video update posted on Facebook, Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse announced that the county now has 219 confirmed cases. Quote, we have 37% ICU beds available. That's the number that we're really concerned about, unquote, Newhouse said, noting that local hospitals were in the process of expanding their available beds. He also said that a wave of panic shopping has set grocery stores back in stocking shelves. Mobile Life Support Services, an ambulance company operating in the Mid-Hudson Valley, issued an appeal for additional personnel protective equipment. The company needed N95 masks, surgical masks, eye protection, splash guards, gloves, and decontamination supplies, and was looking for donations or to purchase. Anyone willing to help should email media@mobilelife.com or call 845-561-5698, extension 251. Mount St. Mary College in Newburgh postponed its commencement service ceremonies and announced classes will not resume in person for the rest of the semester, joining SUNY New Paltz and Vassar College, who made their announcements earlier this week. In Dutchess County, there are now 49 cases confirmed, 13 new cases in Dutchess County. The county is planning to open a mobile test facility next week at Dutchess Stadium in Fishkill, though county officials would not give an exact timeline. Residents will be provided with a number to call if they are experiencing symptoms, and those warranting testing will be given an appointment at the drive-through site. In Putnam County, there are 22 cases confirmed, 15 new. According to a March 21st announcement from county public health officials, Putnam County now has 31 cases. In Ulster County, there are 18 cases confirmed, 6 new. The Poughkeepsie Journal interviewed Edward Lundergaard, one of the two SUNY New Paltz faculty members the college announced had tested positive on March 20th. His wife, Carol, is also ill. The couple, who are in their 60s, are self-isolating. Mr. Lundergaard has run a high fever for the last week and has body aches, an incessant cough, and nausea, but neither he nor his wife have needed hospitalization. They are being checked on by county health workers and their son, who lives in Poughkeepsie. Carol Lundergaard said of the experience, quote, "It feels like you have leprosy, and worse, there's a feeling of guilt, thinking, what if, quote, what if we unknowingly infected someone? What if they get sick or even die, unquote?" Two Saugerties residents tested positive, raising the county's count to 23 on late March 21st. However, both people were second homeowners and were tested and quarantined in New York City. The other 21 cases originated in the county. In Sullivan County, there are 12 cases, 4 new. Sullivan County is now counting 15 cases, according to a statement on their website March 21st that included an out-of-date number for confirmed cases statewide. In Columbia County, there are 2 cases confirmed, 1 new. Although New York State's daily numbers are only counting 2 Columbia County confirmed cases, county health officials announced March 21st there are now 7. A statement on the county health department's website, quote, says, "As of noon March 21st, Columbia County has 7 positive cases of COVID-19. We have received a total of 161 test results completed for Columbia County residents. There are several residents under mandatory and precautionary quarantine, which is coordinated by CCDOH nursing staff. These dedicated public servants are working nonstop to protect our community. Anyone who can, please stay home," unquote. In Greene County, there are 2 cases and no major updates out of Greene County today. They issued a press release to reporters that didn't have any new information, and they did not update their website in Greene County today, Saturday, March 21st. Delaware County has 1 case confirmed. After the daily state numbers were announced, Delaware County officials announced that 2 new cases were confirmed in Delaware County. One of the 2 new cases is not a county resident and was transferred to the New York City Health Department. The Delaware County Board of Supervisors announced that no penalties or interest would be levied against businesses who pay their county occupancy tax late. In Schoharie County, there's 1 case confirmed, and there are no major updates out of Schoharie County today. This has been the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report for Sunday, March 22nd, from Lissa Harris of the River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of the Other Hudson Valley. Go to therivernewsroom.com or theotherhudsonvalley.com for more information. This is Tom Rowe for WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Henry Lowengard of Kingston, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Throughout the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak throughout the Hudson Valley, WGXC is doing everything we can to provide you with information about what's going on, new regulations, and how you can help. Another way you can help is that the American Red Cross is warning of a blood shortage. Quote, The organization says fear of spreading the coronavirus prompted the cancellation of blood drives around the country, bringing the blood supply to dangerously low levels. The Red Cross is urging those who can to donate blood and have provided a list of the precautions the Red Cross is taking to keep donors healthy at redcrossblood.org. You can find where to donate at redcrossblood.org.
WGXC is trying to show you how you can help during the COVID-19 crisis locally and the outbreak. WGXC could use more reporters to gather information about local ways that people can help, ways that people can volunteer to help kids that need food or help seniors and shut-ins. Claverack Library will be collecting food items for the Mellonville Philmont Food Pantry at the 9H entrance. You can place food in the blue bucket by the door or drop off food at the Mellonville Philmont Food Pantry. They are looking for applesauce, canned beans, whole grain cereal, canned fish, canned meat, canned vegetables, pasta sauce, crackers, dried herbs and spices, fruit canned and dried, granola bars, instant mashed potatoes, meals in a box, pancake mix, pasta, peanut butter, rice, shelf-stable and powdered milk, and soup, stew, and chili. Go to the Claverack Library's website or the Mellonville Philmont Food Pantry for more information. This has been How You Can Help. Tune in to WGXC 90.7 to hear how you can help during the COVID-19 crisis. Tune in to the daily Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report from the River Newsroom from Lissa Harris of The River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of the Other Hudson Valley website. You can go to the rivernewsroom.com and the otherhudsonvalley.com websites for more information. Tune in to the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report every night at midnight at WGXC, also at 5 a.m., 7 a.m., and 9 a.m. for all the latest reports about COVID-19 regulations, new laws, new mandates. There will be interviews with political officials and more on the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report, weekdays on WGXC 90.7 FM. This is Tom Rowe with the Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report from the River Newsroom, from Lissa Harris of The River and Roger Hennigan-Gilson of the Other Hudson Valley. Go to therivernewsroom.com or theotherhudsonvalley.com for more information. The River is also collaborating with WGXC to announce these updates over the air. To listen, tune in 90.7 FM at midnight, 5 a.m., 7 a.m., or 9 a.m., or visit the audio archives online at wgxc.org. La Voz, a Spanish-language news magazine covering the Hudson Valley, will be translating these roundups and publishing them in Spanish at lavoz.bard.edu. In New York State, there are now 10,356 cases confirmed of coronavirus. 3,254 new cases today. On March 21st, this New York State announced that the Army Corps of Engineers has identified four potential sites for temporary hospitals. Jacobs K. Javits Convention Center in New York City, locations at SUNY Stony Brook and SUNY Old Westbury on Long Island, and the Westchester Convention Center, by which they mean the Westchester County Center in White Plains. The state is making progress on getting more personal protective equipment and ventilators for hospitals. Apparel manufacturers in the state are switching over to making masks and other medical equipment. The state has purchased more than 6,000 additional ventilators, although they will need more. The DMV is now temporarily closed for all in-person visits. Online transactions can still be done, and license and permit expiration dates will be extended. The major disaster declaration issued yesterday, Friday, March 20th, for New York State by the federal government entitles New York to federal emergency management funds, with the state currently slated to pick up 25% of the tab while FEMA covers the other 75%. Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling on President Trump to have the feds cover 100% of the cost. The federal coronavirus aid package recently passed by Congress includes a provision preventing states from shifting Medicaid costs to counties, a move that New York State was relying on for this year's state budget due at the end of March. Cuomo is calling the provision a technical issue with the bill that will prevent the state from getting $6 million in federal aid and is asking New York's congressional delegation to get that changed. There's some anecdotal evidence from other countries that a drug called hydroxychloroquine used to treat malaria might help coronavirus patients. President Donald Trump has been optimistically touting it as a treatment, while Tony Fauci, director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and the U.S.'s top expert on COVID-19, has said there isn't enough evidence to know whether it helps. Cuomo announced today that New York State will conduct clinical trials. Cuomo says he hasn't been tested himself. Quote, because I have not been exposed to anyone who is positive, I don't have a fever, I don't have any symptoms, unquote, Cuomo said on WAMC. Quote, and also, I don't want to waste the test, unquote. New Yorkers can sign up for email updates from the state and ask questions about COVID-19 using a form on the state website. There's also a new page explaining the state's new paid sick leave policy. Cuomo issued a call for therapists and other mental health professionals to volunteer to help anxious New Yorkers cope. Quote, I am asking the professional mental health establishment to contact us. Let us know that you are willing to volunteer time. It would obviously be all electronic, unquote, he said. Interested volunteers can sign up on the state's website, where there are also forms for volunteer health care professionals and equipment manufacturers. Cuomo is going into full dad mode about people in New York City parks not doing proper social distancing, and if they don't cut it out, he might go down there and yell at them personally, unquote. Quote, I mean, there's a significant amount of noncompliance, especially in New York City, especially in the parks. I'm going to go down there today. I wanted to see what the situation is myself, unquote, he said in the March 21st briefing. As we reported March 20th, the state is now directing 100% of non-essential workforce to be at home effective 8 p.m. on Sunday, March 22nd. The state has issued a list of businesses deemed essential. The Food and Drug Administration approved the first rapid coronavirus test on March 21st, created by a company called CFID with a 45-minute turnaround time, Reuters reports. The New York numbers that we're about to report are changing very rapidly of the number of coronavirus cases. Print newspapers are out of date by the time they hit newsstands. In our own reporting, we are relying on the state's daily counts, but those are frequently updated or contradicted by reports from local officials within hours. If our numbers in this news roundup don't add up, it may be because local confirmed case counts have not yet been included in state numbers, or because a case that was reported to a local public health authorities are being included in the count for another county. In Westchester County, there are now 1,387 confirmed cases, 296 new. Westchester's confirmed cases have been growing more slowly than the rest of the states, a fact Cuomo noted as a good sign in his daily briefing on March 21st. Quote, we did a New Rochelle containment area. The numbers would suggest that that has been helpful, so I feel good about that, unquote, Cuomo said. Quote, our hotspot of Westchester is now slowing, and that's very good news. New York City, it is the most dense environment. This virus spreads in density, right? And that's what you're seeing in New York City, obviously, unquote. Montefiore Mount Vernon Hospital, which was in the process of winding down operations in anticipation of a new outpatient clinic in the city, is now ramping up its capacity to deal with the expected deluge of COVID-19 patients. Two floors, including an ICU, are being brought back online, and a screening area and a triage are being set up in the hospital's parking lot. This will add 150 beds to the hospital. There are currently 54,000 total hospital beds in the state and 3,100 ICU beds, according to LOHUD, most of which are full even before the pandemic. Governor Cuomo has said the state will need 110,000 hospital beds and more than 37,000 ICU beds, 10 times the current number, to handle the pandemic. New Rochelle School District Superintendent Laura Fieos announced on March 21st she has tested positive for COVID-19. On March 12th, the day she first noticed symptoms, she visited Henry Bernard Early Childhood Center, Isaac Young Middle School, and Trinity Elementary School to discuss her decision to close the schools due to the pandemic. A faculty member and a student at Isaac Young have tested positive, but they developed symptoms after the schools closed. Fearless describes her symptoms, which vary greatly from person to person. Quote, early symptoms were just chills, feeling cold. I later had body aches, joint aches, and my eyes were achy. I was coughing and had shortness of breath, but I think my symptoms have been pretty mild, unquote. In Rockland County, there are now 262 cases, 161 new. The Journal News put out a list of restaurants doing takeout and delivery in Rockland County. You can find the link on the River Newsroom. Orange County has 163 cases, 79 new. In a video update posted on Facebook, Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse announced that the county now has 219 confirmed cases. Quote, we have 37% ICU beds available. That's the number that we're really concerned about, unquote, Newhouse said. noting that local hospitals were in the process of expanding their available beds. He also said that a wave of panic shopping has set grocery stores back in stocking shelves. Mobile Life Support Services, an ambulance company operating in the Mid-Hudson Valley, issued an appeal for additional personnel protective equipment. The company needed N95 masks, surgical masks, eye protection, splash guards, gloves, and decontamination supplies, and was looking for donations or to purchase. Anyone willing to help should email media@mobilelife.com or call 845-561-5698, extension 251. Mount St. Mary College in Newburgh postponed its commencement service ceremonies and announced classes will not resume in person for the rest of the semester, joining SUNY New Paltz and Vassar College, who made their announcements earlier this week. In Dutchess County, there are now 49 cases confirmed, 13 new cases in Dutchess County. The county is planning to open a mobile test facility next week at Dutchess Stadium in Fishkill, though county officials would not give an exact timeline. Residents will be provided with a number to call if they are experiencing symptoms, and those warranting testing will be given an appointment at the drive-through site. In Putnam County, there are 22 cases confirmed, 15 new. According to a March 21st announcement from county public health officials, Putnam County now has 31 cases. In Ulster County, there are 18 cases confirmed, 6 new. The Poughkeepsie Journal interviewed Edward Lundergren, one of the two SUNY New Paltz faculty members the college announced had tested positive on March 20th. His wife, Carol, is also ill. The couple, who are in their 60s, are self-isolating. Mr. Lundergren has run a high fever for the last week and has body aches, an incessant cough, and nausea, but neither he nor his wife have needed hospitalization. They are being checked on by county health workers and their son, who lives in Poughkeepsie. Carol Lundergren said of the experience, quote, "It feels like you have leprosy, and worse, there's a feeling of guilt, thinking, what if, quote, what if we unknowingly infected someone? What if they get sick or even die, unquote?" Two Saugerties residents tested positive, raising the county's count to 23 on late March 21st. However, both people were second homeowners and were tested and quarantined in New York City. The other 21 cases originated in the county. In Sullivan County, there are 12 cases, 4 new. Sullivan County is now counting 15 cases, according to a statement on their website March 21st that included an out-of-date number for confirmed cases statewide. In Columbia County, there are 2 cases confirmed, 1 new. Although New York State's daily numbers are only counting 2 Columbia County confirmed cases, county health officials announced March 21st there are now 7. A statement on the county health department's website, quote, says, "As of noon March 21st, Columbia County has 7 positive cases of COVID-19. We have received a total of 161 test results completed for Columbia County residents. There are several residents under mandatory and precautionary quarantine, which is coordinated by CCDOH nursing staff. These dedicated public servants are working nonstop to protect our community. Anyone who can, please stay home," unquote. In Greene County, there are 2 cases and no major updates out of Greene County today. They issued a press release to reporters that didn't have any new information, and they did not update their website in Greene County today, Saturday, March 21st. Delaware County has 1 case confirmed. After the daily state numbers were announced, Delaware County officials announced that 2 new cases were confirmed in Delaware County. One of the 2 new cases is not a county resident and was transferred to the New York City Health Department. The Delaware County Board of Supervisors announced that no penalties or interest would be levied against businesses who pay their county occupancy tax late. In Schoharie County, there's 1 case confirmed, and there are no major updates out of Schoharie County today. This has been the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report for Sunday, March 22nd. From Lissa Harris of the River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of the Other Hudson Valley, go to therivernewsroom.com or theotherhudsonvalley.com for more information. This is Tom Rowe for WGXC. This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC weather from the National Weather Service in Albany. They predict Sunday should be sunny with a high of just 38. Then increasing clouds Sunday night with a low around 23. Snow is likely on Monday before 2 p.m. Then it should turn to rain with a high near 36. 1 to 3 inches is possible. Rain and snow is also in the forecast Monday night with an 80% chance and a forecast low of around 30. Tuesday should be partly sunny with a high near 48 and a low around 31. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears. WGXC is trying to show you how you can help during the COVID-19 crisis locally and the outbreak. WGXC could use more reporters to gather information about local ways that people can help, ways that people can volunteer to help kids that need food or help seniors and shut-ins. Claverack Library will be collecting food items for the Mellonville Philmont Food Pantry at the 9H entrance. You can place food in the blue bucket by the door or drop off food at the Mellonville Philmont Food Pantry. They are looking for applesauce, canned beans, whole grain cereal, canned fish, canned meat, canned vegetables, pasta sauce, crackers, dried herbs and spices, fruit canned and dried, granola bars, instant mashed potatoes, meals in a box, pancake mix, pasta, peanut butter, rice, shelf-stable and powdered milk, and soup, stew, and chili. Go to the Claverack Library's website or the Mellonville Philmont Food Pantry for more information. This has been How You Can Help. Tune in to WGXC 90.7 to hear how you can help during the COVID-19 crisis.
Yes, it is I, COVID-19. I love the warm mucosal linings of your lungs as they pulsate with blood. My sticky little fingers, they're shaped like barbs to dig deep inside of you, because you've been living an imperfect life. You need to take better care of yourself. Eat your vitamins, supplements, your fish oil, and your kale capsules. You don't know what I'm capable of. I am COVID-19, and I am unleashed in the wild, like a wolf pack, but contained in a tiny viral cell. Sticking and pricking the soft mucosal bits and pieces of your throat, your esophagi, your pharynx, your larynx, your tongue. I love inside your nose. I'll go in there and make it itchy. And then I will slide down deep into your lung sacs and show myself as the based, baby based, crazy little buggy bastard that I am. I shan't be long. I shan't be wild. I shall just do my duty, like I knew I could always do it. I love you so much. But it is time. Time for the new regime of young people impervious to such virus. I'm COVID-19. Signing off.
Welcome, radio listeners. This is Bound by Books, and I am your host, Delina, for today.
Just for today?
Yeah, we're swapping places.
Just for today, I'm your other host, Emily.
Yeah. And this is WGXC 90.7
FM. Acre Catskill Hudson.
Yeah, okay.
Listener-supported radio for open
ears. Never the closed ones.
It'd be really weird if you could close your ears.
Yeah.
Well, like you do your eyes. Yeah. Or you could kind of do it with your nose.
Yeah.
You could definitely do it with your mouth.
Yeah.
Some do it better than others.
Yeah.
But ears, you can't really close. You can poke them closed.
You know, you could,
but
like,
but we're not supposed to touch our faces.
You can, oh yeah, because of the coronavirus.
Yes, everyone stays safe out there.
Yeah, and our school is shutting down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
Happy, but my teacher gave me a lot of homework. And I don't like my teacher.
Huh?
I don't like my teacher. She gave us a lot of homework, and she always gives us a lot of homework.
Well, she wants to make sure you're learning while you're not in school.
Yeah, but it's only for like 8 days, and she gave us 100 stuff.
Well, we'll see how things go. The library's closed as well.
Oh.
Through the end of the month.
She's right.
Gonna miss seeing everybody at the library.
I'm going to miss you, Emily.
I hope everybody stays safe and hope everyone has lots of good reading material at home.
Yeah, I'm probably not even going to read at all.
Not at all? Because of all your homework?
Yeah, but like technically I'm kind of reading because I have to read Beat This Story Drum, my science book. So technically, but I'm mad. She gave us a lot of math. She gave us like the rest of the math packet for homework, and she explained like one page of every single of it, and like we get one page like for each lesson, but like she's giving us the rest of the packet, and like that's like 4 pages. I need to check if that's actually the right amount. And also, are we even going to have the show next week?
Yeah, we have to figure out what we're doing with the show.
Yeah, because aren't we being quarantined technically?
We're not being quarantined.
We're only
at least yet, but we might want to move to a virtual recording of the show, because with just the two of us, it's okay in the studio, but if all of us are here, it'd be kind of tight, and we like talking with our friends about books.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll do a online chat recording.
Okay, download Discord. That's actually a chat. Yeah.
Look into it.
You can, like, group chat.
I do want to quickly, while we're talking about the library being closed and a lot of people being stuck at home, just highlight the library resources that you can get online if you have internet capability, either on your smartphone or on a computer. We have on our website, hudsonarealibrary.org. The very top of that in the menu, there's a research tab and it says online databases, and you can find all sorts of things in there. You can get ebook and e-audiobooks and streaming video and e-magazines. You can take classes online, continuing education classes through Universal Class. There's language learning possibilities with Mango Languages. You can work on your resume on Job Help Now.
Wait, Mango Languages. There are languages to speak to mangoes.
I wish.
Oh.
The product is called Mango.
Oh, okay.
And it's little... It's got a little mango character that, like, tries to encourage you to learn a language. They have all sorts of languages in there. It's pretty cool.
I think I should get Mango because Duolingo doesn't even encourage me. It's like, oh, hey, you're doing well. You're kind of useless, but you're doing well. And I'm learning Spanish. Well, actually, I was, because I don't learn it at all because, like, it doesn't encourage me to do it. Oh.
Yeah, it's hard to find the right fit sometimes. Different ways to learn languages. I find the best ways kind of talking with people.
Oh,
like
okay.
If you know people that speak Spanish, which I know you do.
Yeah, because I live with them, but I still don't know how to speak Spanish because, like, I listen to them, but I don't think I do it. Maybe, I don't think so.
Yeah. But anyways, you should check out our online resources if you're wanting to access some interesting books and movies and
stuff,
classes and things during this time. And if you don't have a library card yet, just as of this week, they launched a way that you can get a library card online. So if you go to the library catalog page, at the very top, there's a little link where it says get a library card, and you can sign up for a card that will work for all the online resources. It won't work to get things at the library. You would then have to come in and get a physical card if you want to check out things at the library. But while we're closed, if you want to access resources and you don't have a library card, you can sign up for one there. So check it out.
Yeah.
So do you have any suggestions for people out there listening on books that they should read during these next weeks at home?
Not yet, but I have to text my mom.
Okay.
Do you have any suggestions, Emily?
There's all sorts of books. So people have been telling me to make sure to stock up, but I have so many books at my house, both library books and my own books that I own that I haven't read yet. I am at no risk of running out of books. But even still, I borrowed a whole pile of books this week to take home before the library closed. So I couldn't help myself. I just kept seeing ones that I was like, ooh, I want to read that one. And it's a big mix. It's a mix of young adult literature. I have at least one middle grade comic book. I've got some adult fiction. I've got some poetry. What else? Oh, I got one in that sounds really cool. I can read you the description if I remember what it's called. Let's see. So it's a book for adults, so I don't know for sure how appropriate it is for young readers, but I will report back once I've read it. It is called We Ride Upon Styx, a novel by Quan Berry, and I'll read the description. It's 1989, and the Danvers High School women's field hockey team is staring down another losing season, but things start to look up when the team's goalie discovers a book that will change both the course of the season as well as each player's life. Fact. In 1692, a handful of young girls interested in divining the nature of their futures brought devastating consequences to what was then known as Salem Village. Fact. 300 years later, Salem Village is now the town of Danvers, and these teen girls are just as wily and original as their ancestors. If hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, then Boston's North Shore is about to discover what lengths 11 teen girls will go to win a state championship, uncovering their true selves and bucking convention along the way. We Ride Upon Styx and Are There Presently presents a portrait of teen girldom in all its furious messiness, from big hair to heathers to coming into one's glorious own despite society's stale notions of femininity. So I'm excited about this book because I played field hockey in high school and loved it, and I never come across field hockey in books. And so I saw this book was coming out where it's like a field hockey team that are a bunch of witches. That sounded pretty cool. There's also another book coming out later this month by Siobhan Vivian, which is also about a girls' field hockey team.
Oh.
And that one is called We Are the Wildcats, I believe.
So We Are the Wildcats.
Yeah, We Are the Wildcats by Siobhan Vivian. So that's coming out, I think it's March 31st. And that description reads, and this is a book for teens. A toxic coach finds himself outplayed by the high school girls on his team in this deeply suspenseful novel, which unspools over 24 hours through six diverse perspectives. Tomorrow, the Wildcat varsity field hockey squad will play the first game of their new season. But at tonight's team sleepover, the girls are all about forging the bonds of trust, loyalty, and friendship necessary to win. Everything hinges on the midnight initiation ceremony, a beloved tradition and the only facet of being a Wildcat that the girls control. Until now. Coach, a handsome former college player, revered and feared in equal measure, changes the plan and spins his team on a new adventure. One where they take a rival team's mascot for a joyride, crash a party in their pajamas, break into the high school for the perfect picture. But as the girls slip out of their comfort zone, so do some long-held secrets. And just how far they're willing to go for their team takes them all, especially Coach, by surprise. A testament to the strength and resilience of modern teenage girls, We Are the Wildcats will have readers cheering. So yeah, two field hockey books in 1 month. Go team.
Ooh, yay.
Field hockey. I just ordered myself that as a book today. So get that at the end of the month.
Okay.
So I'll report back on my field hockey.
Oh, okay.
Reads. So you have a suggestion?
Yes.
Of a book or some books?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ghosts, Guts.
So all of Raina Telgemeier?
Yes.
Are there any Raina Telgemeier books that you've read that you haven't liked?
Well, I used to not like drama and ghosts because I thought it was weird, but I actually ended up liking them because, like, I didn't know what it was about, and I got too confused, and also I'm like, this is weird. His brother, what? I'll get this. I didn't get it.
Have you read the Babysitter Club ones?
I don't like those.
I haven't read them.
Me neither.
I still need to read Ghost too, because I know that's your favorite.
Oh yeah, that is my favorite. Now that you've mentioned it, now I want to tell you something. I want to get Ghosts now.
Now?
Yeah.
Like right now?
Yeah, like right now, but I can't find my keys to my house, which is where I hold my, you know the keys that you can attach?
That has your library card on
it? Yeah, that has my library card on it, and I can't find it.
Too bad you don't know anyone at the library who could, like, help you get a book.
Oh, I'm sorry, Emily. I'm sorry that I didn't acknowledge you. Oh, wait, I'm acknowledging you right now.
Oh, phew.
But still, you have to read Ghosts. It's really, really good.
But I can't because you're going to check it out of the library. So
yeah,
I'll
but
get
like,
it.
But like after I read
after
it.
After you're done?
And also it makes you hungry because they mention food a lot and drinks. It makes you really thirsty.
Yum.
It makes you water hungry when you read it.
Comics, I think, are very effective with making you hungry.
Yeah,
because they have such pretty, like, beautiful food pictures.
Yeah. And to make you even more hungry, go into the cooking section.
Yeah, that'll do it too.
Yeah.
I like a good cookbook. I don't make recipes out of them very often, but I like looking at all the pictures.
Yeah. So, what else was I going to mention? Oh, New Kid. That one's a good one. They made
New Kid's great.
Yeah, they made a parody of some shows and movies, I think.
Oh yeah, so each of the chapters.
Yeah. It's like New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block?
Yeah, something. Yeah, something like that. Like New Kid on the Block. The Hunger Games. Yes, The Hunger Games. Like he was in the cafeteria and the chapter was labeled The Hunger Games.
Wasn't it The Hungry Games?
Yeah, it was The Hunger Games.
I thought it was The Hungry.
No.
I thought they changed it.
No, it's The Hunger Games.
Okay.
Well, and this
I believe
one,
you.
And this one it
or
says
do I?
The Emily, in this one it says The Hunger Games. This is probably like year old book, but like but it's too late to change it now because like half of the school has already read it and they're like, I love the book New Kid. It's so great. And I'm over here like, yeah, I'm hungry. Can you please give me food?
Guess what?
What?
There's another New Kid book coming out.
Ooh.
Called
show me, show
Class
me.
Act. There's no description yet that I'm seeing, but it says at the top, when school gets real, you can still show the world you're a class act.
Wait, can I see the, oh, that looks cool.
That's exciting. I don't know if there's a date yet.
Maybe it...
In October, it looks like.
Oh, I think it's not about Jordan this time, I think is what his name is. It's about his best friend who calls him, like, dog or something like that. I forgot what his name was.
Like his friend from home or his friend from school?
His friend from, like, the new fancy prestigious
from the new school.
Huh. Where they all say, Big Bok Cheerio!
They say that?
No.
I don't remember that.
That's how I think they talk.
Bip Bop Cheerio.
And also,
I don't think anyone talks like that.
Yeah, I don't
Although,
think anyone
What if there's one person in the world that talks like that and they're listening right now?
Oh, no, I'm
And they're
sorry.
Like, why are they making fun of me?
We're sorry. Well, like, I stole this from a video about someone who is doing a British impression. So, sorry, all British people.
Bip-a-bop.
Like, they were doing a British impression. Yeah. Like, sorry. Please don't come at us.
Please don't come at us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, what else?
We're out of time. Just kidding.
Not quite. We're close.
Oh, darn it.
But I'm trying to think if there's any books I'd suggest people read. I guess I would suggest, and the fact that people might not be able to get books because the library's closed or they don't feel like buying a book, they might be limited to what's on their bookshelves.
Oh, no.
But this is a good time to be like, what books do I have here that I've never read?
Oh, no.
Or that I want to read again?
Most of the books that I have on my bookshelf are books that I don't even like.
Maybe you should get rid of them.
Yeah, but like, they're mostly my siblings' books, and And I'm like, why do you have these on my shelf? Because it's my room. When
maybe they were like, we want to pass these on to you because you're the age that...
No, my brother has the Percy Jackson series. He already read it. And he's like, no, you can't throw this out. They're too valuable. Even though, like, they probably still sell it and you could put it at second show. And, like, it's someone else's second show. Or something like that.
I understand wanting to hold on to some books, though. Like, I definitely have a shelf or two, maybe, of books that... Oh, no, I probably have three shelves of books that
Do you at least, I've like, read, reread it?
But that I love, so I want to hold on to.
Do you at least reread it? Because he doesn't.
Occasionally. I have some books... I don't reread very often, but that doesn't mean I never will. But I have some books that I've reread.
Well, my brother doesn't reread them. Which makes me mad because then I have to hold that on my shelf. And he's like, Lena, you should read it. And I'm like, no, they're your books. I don't want them. And he's like, fine, I'll keep them. And then like he tells us not to throw it out.
Do you have any hand-me-down books that you've read that you've liked?
No, most of my books weren't hand-me-downs. Or else they'd have Calvin or Cecile crossed out. Because one of the books that I loved as a kid was like, girl who dressed up as a pink fairy, and they crossed out her name and they put Lena there, and Lena dressed up as a pink fairy, she told, and then like they'd cross out the big brother's name and put it for Calvin, and then
wait, throughout the book,
yeah, they like cross out the names of the original names and then put like the names of our family there, or like so it could be, like, based off of true events.
True events.
Something like that.
Of Lena the fairy.
Yes, Lena.
The Lena the fairy who dressed in pink.
Yes.
Bip bop cheerio.
Oh, my God.
That was her magic spell.
Oh, my God. Everyone's going to be... Who says that is going to come at us.
I really don't think anyone says that.
Like, it's in an old video. It was, like, The Odd Ones Out, and he's a YouTuber. Hmm. Did the computer shut down because it has coronavirus?
Anyways.
We're out of time.
No. So, I also had an older, or have an older sibling.
Oh.
And I got a lot of, I guess, I don't know if they were hand-me-down books. Like, we definitely both had our own books, but then there were some books that were, like, the house books.
Wait, how many do you have? I have two. One's a girl and one's a boy.
I have one sister. An older sister.
Oh, well, I'm the youngest in the family because I am the last to be born. My sister was born in 1999. My brother was born in 2000. And I was born in 2010.
2010.
So my sister and brother are, like, really close because, like, they're, like, 1 year apart.
Yeah.
Well, I'm over here, like, being 10 and 11 years apart from them. And I'm like, hey, I know that. You're shorter than me, but don't forget about me.
Oh, yeah, my sister and I are 2 years, 3 years. I can't remember how old she is.
Oh, my God.
I think we're 2 years apart. But it depends because, you know, we're born in different months, so it's not an exact.
Oh.
But we're 2 years apart.
Oh, well, it's not exact for me and my sister, even though we're born on the same month, because we were born on different days. And the way I thought of it, when I was younger, I was older than her since my birthday came before hers, somehow. I don't know how I did the math for that.
Did you ever read the Ramona books? Or the Beezus and Ramona books?
No.
So there are these books by Beverly Cleary that were popular when I was a kid. And Ramona was the little sister and Beezus was the older sister. And reading it, I feel like I definitely always related more to Ramona because she was the little sister. And I wonder if my sister reading it, if she always related to Beezus, the older sister.
Oh. You want to know what reminds with Beezus?
Sure.
Okay, never mind. I forgot.
Do you find yourself doing that in reading books when there's sibling characters that you relate? Do you automatically relate to the younger one, even if the older is more like you?
No, I actually automatically relate to the bigger one because to me, like, I don't think of myself as annoying. Like, I think...
The younger sister's not always annoying in books.
But, like, most of the books that sometimes. Most of the books that I've read, they're annoying. But, like, in Ghosts, the younger sister isn't actually annoying. She's actually, like, nice, kind, and energetic, the opposite of me. Well, actually, I'm nice and kind, but, like, I'm not energetic. I'm lazy. I'm over here watching Steven Universe, eating my Takis, and I'm like, Mom, can we get McDonald's? No, that's enough.
I just want to say for the record that older siblings can be annoying as well.
Oh, well, in
just saying.
Oh. Well,
don't you think?
No, because your siblings
are never annoying.
Well, my
entire lifetime they've never been annoying. I mean, I love my sister. Oh. Don't get me wrong. I don't find her annoying anymore.
But
as a kid, she could be annoying.
I love my parents. Not my parents.
Well, you don't love your parents?
I do love them.
Don't listen.
I do love them. But like my siblings, the one who I found annoying was my brother, and I still find him annoying because he
shout out to Calvin.
Yeah, but I find it him annoying because he's not annoying. It, like like it's annoying how he always wins in every single Minecraft game. We gotta kill him. Like in the Minecraft game, not in real life. Police don't come after me. Like, I mean, like in the Minecraft game,
no,
because like I accidentally killed my sister in the Minecraft.
In a game.
Yeah.
You have to quickly say in a game after saying words like that.
In a game, and then my brother was chasing me, and I was like, it was basically like punching, but I had a sword in my hand, and then I accidentally killed my sister in Minecraft, which is a game, and then my brother started catching up to me, and she's like, oh my god, Calvin killed me, because he wasn't that far away from me, and, like, he was starting to hit me, and I'm like, oh no, actually, I accidentally killed you in a game in Minecraft, and so I was like, oh no, I'm sorry, Cece. And she was like, how dare you? And I was like, it was an accident. I was running. Who knows? What if I needed to turn around? And she was, like, on one heart.
That reminds me of a game that I like that is not a computer-based game. It's a tabletop game using cards.
What
is called Gloom.
Gloom?
I was just thinking about how I really like it because it's a game where you're playing against people and people die in the game.
Oh, no.
But your goal in the game is you have different characters that are in your family and the other person has characters from their family. And your goal is to play cards on your family members that tell a story about their really gloomy, awful life, and then to eventually have them die and like have like had a really bad life. Whereas you're trying to play happy cards on your opponent. So you would have a family of characters and I would be playing things like, she went to the park and she fell in love. And so instead of like killing your sister, you can kill her with kindness.
Oh. And then she died because she fell in love.
In the pond. Well, you could play that card on your own hand.
Yeah.
So it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I like it. I haven't played it in a long time. Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Sometime soon. I like those little storytelling games. They're fun. But anyways.
We're out of time.
Oh, no.
I don't want to have out of time, Emily.
You don't
want to
have out of time?
Yeah, I don't. I want this to last.
I want this to last forever.
Yeah. Okay.
We're taking over the airwaves from now on. WGXE is just Emily and Lena talking about books and stuff.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Anyways, but we'll be back in some capacity or another next week.
Yeah, we will be back on digital, virtual,
digital
chat. Just kidding. Never mind. I don't think so.
But we hope everyone out there has a good week, stays safe and healthy, reads lots of good books, and
they have a fun time and don't get the coronavirus.
Yes. True, true.
Yeah.
But have a good week and happy reading.
Happy reading. Bye.
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 Shout out to Amelia and AJ.
Yes. And Cecile and Calvin.
And Sarah.
Oh, bye. Yeah. Bye.
And Lena's parents, who she loves so much.
Yes.
I love my parents, too. Bye.
Bye. Blackburn, I've so long.
Take me away from this impetuous world.